Set in a small village in the Scottish Highlands, Pine is the first novel from poet and editor Francine Toone. 10-year-old Lauren is out on Halloween night with her father Niall when a gaunt, bruised woman suddenly appears on the road in front of their car. It's the first in a series of strange apparitions. Siobhan Callaghan has been reading it for us and she's with me now in studio. So as I say, Pine opens on Halloween night. You think so far so good, what do you expect when it's a kind of gothic horror? And we have the motherless child living with her father and living in a remote village surrounded by forests. It's the stuff of the kind of dark fairy tale, isn't it?
I know, yeah, okay. It begins with all of the kind of signifiers that suggest that there's something else afoot here, and even the fact that it opens on Halloween night and Lauren is, she's out guising, which is the term in the Scottish Highlands for what they call trick-or-treating, essentially. So even in that, Lauren is dressed as a vampire, and there's that sense that the veil between the spiritual world and our world is already thinner.
Yes, and the spiritual link also is the mother. Tell us a little bit about Lauren. As I said, she's motherless, but we don't know if her mother is dead. As far as we know, the mother has disappeared.
Yes, so Lauren's mother disappears, Christine is her name, disappears when Lauren's a baby. And Lauren's very much in the dark about what happened, but her life is kind of runs to the hum of this hushed whisper about what happened. People kind of look at her and her father Niall strangely, and she knows there's something that she does not know.
And the relationship with the father, well, it's a good relationship, but there's obviously, she's only 11 and she's trying to read the problems that the father is obviously experiencing.
Yes, and he's a really tortured man. The parts of the book that are focalised through his point of view, he kind of moves through a stupor of drunkenness to wakefulness, and reality sort of morphs and wanes for him. So as a reader, he's an ambiguous figure. You can't quite work him out, but there is a real love between him and Lauren.
So how does it develop then? We have these apparitions that are, first of all, there's usually a nasty smell in a room or something else strange happens. And then you think not only she sees it, she sees that, let's say, Niall sees this apparition as well, but he seems not to be able to recall it.
Yeah, the thing that seems different for when this gaunt figure appears to Lauren is that she's the only one who seems to remember her. So not only does this white, bruised woman appear to people, but also what vanishes with her is any recollection of her. So in that way, the novel is a real play on memory and the way that the traces of this run through this haunted presence. So as the novel progresses, this atmosphere builds and builds and the tension holds the reader. And that, to my mind, is the real strength of Pine, in the way that through language and atmosphere, it's a real page turner, I thought. It can really hold you and you want to know more, but it's all through this seething tension that's expressed through the descriptions.
You know, we've talked about there, we've talked that there's the wood, there's the woman in white, all these kind of tropes that you think of from, you know, Victoriana, kind of the scary gothic horror. Do you think it needs all that? Do you think they're a bit cliched, or do you think that she invests them with something new?
I think they oscillate between cliché and innovation throughout the novel, if I'm honest. I think that at times the way that Toone uses, particularly the objects of Lauren's everyday life, the way she mixes in Lauren's pyjamas and dressing gown and cereal with these tarot cards and her mother's objects, which Lauren kind of treats as talismans almost, at times gestures towards a really interesting idea of what a contemporary gothic looks like, but then always kind of pulls back ever so slightly in terms of really moving with what that could look like, particularly because a lot of the gothic imagery, particularly these objects, the mysterious books from Lauren's grandmother, they operate as conduits to past and memory. So Toone allows them to kind of shift in terms of what they mean to different characters. So there is a sense of innovation. So it can't quite work out what it's trying to do, I think.
Now, we've talked about the father and daughter and then these various apparitions, but it's a community. So there are lots of other characters. What are the roles of the other characters?
Yeah, there's a real web of a social network in this novel. So it's set in a really small community in the Highlands. So you have figures like neighbours, Kirsty, Lauren's neighbour, who is the outside voice. And from her perspective, we can see the neglect of Lauren's childhood when Niall doesn't come home, the mould in the house, the lack of dinner on the table. And there's also the girls in school who really torture Lauren. And there's a violence to that childhood bullying that really is really visceral. And you can sense that the way that the rest of the village talks through the things that the girls say, they torture her with this knowledge.
And then there is, I thought that there was a long time. I agreed. I thought it built tension very well. But I also felt that there was an awful lot of time. Well, there are these apparitions, which, of course, are very strange. But you're wondering, I wonder what's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, things start to happen. There's a disappearance of another girl. Because Christine, the mother, we don't know whether she just left or whether she's alive or whether she's dead.
It's left unsaid for a great deal of the novel. But yeah, as you said, when a teenager goes missing, you begin to feel that there's this sense of cycles and that history is repeating itself and that the apparitions and use of myth suggest that this is a place that's haunted by a destiny to repeat itself. But yes, I agree. I think that pacing, I think the novel struggles with pacing in terms of, I mean, I loved the atmospheric build and the beauty of the language. I think Toon's pedigree as a poet really shines through. But I think that it goes on for slightly too long. And then in a way, it lacks confidence in its own ability to hold the reader through this atmosphere.
We said she was a poet there, and that's clear in the writing, but it's not something that makes it obscure for the reader. It's just a wonderful descriptive way she has.
Yeah, and it's not too florid. It's not, in fact, the novel's not overwritten in that it withholds so much information from the reader. But there's a real craft and skill. You can see that Toon's worked in publishing. She's edited her own work. So For me, one of the great pleasures and the things that kept me turning the page was this language, this rich landscape. It was both claustrophobic, but also kind of suggested towards these infinite possibilities.
In relation to other Gothic work that you would have read, how does it compare? I mean, would you go back to the Victorian work, or would you see it more in a contemporary line?
I think it sits more in a contemporary canon. So it's reminiscent of people like Shirley Jackson. The way that she uses language has actually made me think of Sophie McIntosh, who wrote The Water Cure, even though I wouldn't put that in Gothic. There's a way that she uses this encroaching damp and mould and smells, these very appealing to the senses and decay. Because I think that the way that Toon uses gender places her within a more contemporary, late 20th century canon.
In what way?
In that she uses these cycles of violence and Christine's disappearance and then this teenage girl's disappearance that suggests this current constant undertone of violence against women and girls that just disappear. In fact, the novel's opening epigraph is a line from an Appalachian folk song. It's called "Little Girl, Where'd You Sleep Tonight in the Pines?" So there's these constant, throughout the novel, there's dotted these male characters who have this strange presence that Lauren will comment upon but then move away from.
Well, Pine is by Francine Toon. It's published by Doubleday and Siobhan Callan. Thank you very much for reading it
thank
for
you.
Us.